Thank you for joining Four Dose Production. I am Anita Helm, the owner. Tonight, we're going to talk about Stan, and we're going to talk about the marriage in a checkout line. Now, Stan has an offering that is related to relationships. Now, Stan stands for an acrostic that has situations, timing, attitude, navigation, and destiny. And there's a whole covering on relationships. Well, in support of that, we have two offerings. I'm going to talk about the first offering, which is Marriage in a Checkout Line. Marriage in a Checkout Line is a series that you can find on YouTube's channel, where it's an actual broadcast where Reverend William Helm, the late Reverend William Helm, and myself as husband and wife did a co-teaching of the different elements of relationship from the time that you're searching or you're engaged all the way until marriage and possibly divorce or widowhood. So what we've done is we're offering a customized teaching on marriage in the checkout line. And this is series one, which really covers the basics of the beginning of a relationship, when you're really looking what you're looking for, as well as when you find yourself that someone has asked you to marry them and they want to make you their husband or wife or partner. And in the case here, we would be discussing in an actual workshop or even in a group setting, whether it's on-site or virtually, talking about what it means for you to be engaged and to look in the roles and responsibility of a husband and wife, and also talking about some of the challenges that new couples go through. I know that we all go through the honeymoon and the wedding, but there's some things that we should also be sensitive to when it comes to marriage. And so that's why we did a funny thing about marriage in the checkout line, because when you go to a grocery store, you don't all the time have a list, or some people go with a very prescribed list, but whatever the case may be, in the Marriage in the Checkout Line series one, we're gonna cover singlehood, engagement, the wedding, selfishness, the silent killer, marriage in the early years, and the honeymoon up until spilt milk, because every couple is imperfect, but sometimes it takes a little bit of opportunity for the glow of marriage to kind of teeter off before you realize it. But let me tell you why I intentionally wanted to do the Marriage in a Checkout Line series. For years, I have noticed that many marriages, long-term and short-term, are just burning up in the dust. People who have been married 30 or 40 years are calling it quits, and people who have been married short-term, 2 or 3 years, they're just calling it quits. And it's somehow, in what we're doing in our marriage counseling, the pre-counseling phase, to whatever people are saying, the I do's, something's not working out. So I thought this would be an opportunity to talk in a very conversational, not preachy. I'm not a preacher, but I am a teacher, and I have gone through all these stages. You're looking at a woman who's been engaged, who has issues where she questioned her own body self-image. I've been divorced. I've been remarried. I'm now widowed. So I've gone through a lot of phases of being in relationships. And I think that the Marriage in a Checkout Line series is going to be very informative. So this is the number one series, which is really the beginning stage of marriage. We also offer a number two series that there'll be a separate video on. So if you're interested, please look at our website at www.fourdoseproduction.org. That's www.fourdoseproduction.org. Thank you, and I look forward to you looking at our videos on our YouTube channel for Four Dose Production, Anita Helm, and we look forward to hearing from you. If there's something we can do, just feel free to give us a call. God bless.